Welcome back to Rob, Anybody, and Dawn, or as most of us call it, Baldy, the Cool Kids, and Nana. This is Rad Radio.
We got this note, rad at radradio.com from Alexandra.
Hi, Alexandra.
Says, I'm hoping this email makes it to you in time.
It did.
Today is Frank's birthday. He is an avid listener of Rad Radio. You guys have been so inspiring to him over the years. And you've gotten him through some very hard times. Giggity. Hard.
What? Oh.
I appreciate you all so much for that. He's a wonderful man, and I wish him all the best.
Aww. Happy, happy birthday. Now eat your f***ing cake. Happy, happy birthday.
We were talking earlier again about the Billy Joel special, which was on CBS. You can watch it on Paramount Plus. They're repeating it on CBS on Friday night. My wife and I, along with Dawn and her husband, are going to be in Vegas in November to see the show at Allegiant Stadium. Cross that off our bucket list. Well, Gary and me were the ones that really want to go.
Yeah, that's nowhere near on my bucket list. For my husband, it is. Yay, I'm so glad to support you too.
Brianna, no. Billy Joel. U2 was at the Sphere. We didn't go see them. I've seen them.
Yeah.
Now, Brianna wrote in because Kyle started making ignorant statements that Dawn jumped on about people falling asleep at Billy Joel because he's not exciting, and then Dawn claiming only old people like him. All unprovably, totally provably untrue.
They're straight facts.
Brianna says, I'm so damn jealous of your trip to see Billy Joel. I'm only a year older than Kyle, but my mama raised me right, and I love Billy Joel. Such a bucket list
a lot
item.
Of Jordache jeans.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure not true.
Your mama's just old. That's what's up.
Oh.
What?
Alicia wrote in and said, as a longtime listener, I'm a young 43, and I love Billy Joel. He was one of the best concerts my husband and I ever went to. Entertaining, fun, upbeat. In fact, that's actually where my husband proposed to me 8 years ago.
Aw.
Rob, you and Gary are going to love it.
Gary.
No. There's only one R.
There is only one R.
In Gary. Two R's, it becomes Gary.
It does.
And don't write me and say, but Harry has two R's. That's different. That's H. That's a consonant that comes after G. That's the rule. If it's a consonant that comes after G and there's two R's, it's Airy. But if it's
before
G,
it's
Ari, like Tari.
We learned this in English.
Which is after H.
Right.
Except after C.
Right.
What's a continent?
Always remember that
rule. It's a plot of land that houses many different countries.
Right. Which is not the word I was saying multiple times.
No.
What?
Oh, boy.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry.
What's a continent? Jesus.
I didn't know what the hell geography had to do with grammar.
Nothing. And I wasn't saying continent.
Oh, man. Consonant.
Everybody heard me except you.
Oh, okay. I just wasn't aware of that word. So I replaced it in my head with a word I did know.
It's the opposite of a vowel.
Kyle's got an autofill in his brain.
Everything that isn't a vowel is a consonant in the alphabet.
Oh, so it's the other 20 letters. Okay, cool.
Great.
Thank you.
There you go. Well done.
Except after C.
Autocorrect in the brain. Robert wrote in, because we were talking about bananas. It's National Banana Day. We mentioned that they are actually a berry. All berries are fruits. Had a stupid argument about Kyle saying berries have to be round. Whatever, I don't know.
That's great.
They shouldn't be bananas.
Oh, my Lord.
Robert wanted to ask, does Dawn have the same phobia with bananas as she does with oranges? For example, if a banana falls into the garbage, it's unpeeled, would she still pull the banana out of the garbage? Would she pull the banana out of the garbage and eat it, or would she still just let it waste in the garbage for no reason?
Well, so, okay, listen, I've advanced on this. I at least pull it out for someone else to eat.
Do you?
Because I don't want it to go to waste.
So an orange, you would pull out.
Yeah.
Would you let anyone know, or you just know nobody cares in your house?
Nobody cares in our house.
Do you wash it?
No, because
without
no
telling
one cares.
Them? Okay, good
they
for
just,
you.
They don't care.
But you wouldn't eat it, knowing that the peeled orange is fine.
I'm gonna get past that.
Same rule.
Or maybe not. Who cares? I've gotten past so many things. There reaches a certain point where you just hold on to stuff.
That is true.
I'm sorry. I'm 54, man. There comes a point I don't have to change anymore.
None of you, by the way, for the record, none of you have to change at all ever.
But it is good. I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed the process of growth and changing and aging and all that. But, I'm going to retire it. So I'm going to retire that part of myself at some point.
Being of a similar age, I totally get that. There are definitely certain things you go, nope, this is me.
Yeah.
According to apparently everybody on my staff, my wife and all of you, I'm currently embracing growth. Most notably, I guess, physically, as I become bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
You're just so full of love.
So
handles.
You'd for sure eat that banana then, because you're like, I'm hungry.
Except I hate bananas.
Oh, yeah. Okay, the orange.
I'm not so fat yet that I'm eating food that I hate because I just have to eat.
Yet.
By the way, we got a couple of follow-ups. We did do some sobriety emails because I replaced alcohol with an appetite, apparently, over the last 6 weeks. Bailey wrote in because she had written in earlier about her process, and this, she's the one who asked her husband the question she saw on social media, what could anyone buy you that you'd appreciate or something like that, and he said flowers, which she said, I do love flowers, but aww, the second thing he said was whiskey, and she knew she was drinking a lot, and she's like, wow, that really, you know, that kind of pegged me, and she said, not in the fun way sort of thing, and I said, you know, careful to, when you Google that, and Dawn looked at me like, what are you talking about? It sounds gross. It sounds like something you and Brandon are into. So Bailey wrote back and said, thank you for reading my soberish email, because she's soberish. She's trying. Mm. She says, I forgot the pegging joke that I had thrown in there, and when you said to be careful when Googling it, I second-guessed myself, and yeah, I was way off on what I thought I meant, so I do want to go on record and point out that my husband does not partake in that.
Oh, yeah, sure he doesn't.
What is it?
It's the husband from her wearing a
strappy thingy. Yeah.
And it's plastic.
Oh,
it's a dominant.
She would be. I've never done that. I mean, I've done a lot of things in my life, but that's never even been suggested. And
I mean,
feel like I
think you could imagine, without getting overly into it, you want to talk the high level of trust it would take for a man to even bring that up to a woman.
It's an acquired taste.
And yes, there's
I'm not
a lot of
judging it by any means.
I didn't think
I'm just
were.
Saying, I try not to get into these conversations. Now. I'm not afraid of my, I mean, not afraid. I'm not ashamed of my past, but like, I feel like I didn't make it an unsafe place to bring up stuff. Maybe I was with just dudes that were like, they had that mindset where like, manly men don't do that, which is...
Right. I know that's much more.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So pirates aren't involved? It's only their booty?
Right. Exactly. Yes. Well, wow.
Wow.
Nice.
Kyle.
You redeemed yourself.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what continent you got that from, but well done.
Damn it. Consonants.
Bailey's update is, I'm still going strong every other day, maybe 2 days without drinking. I'm kind of weaning myself off of the booze. I'm trying to take it one step at a time. I'm not making any promises to anyone or myself because it takes the pressure off and lessens the anxiety of possibly disappointing anyone. Thank you again. Hey, whatever works for you.
You're on your own journey.
And good for you for trying. And if this doesn't work, you'll try another journey or you won't. This is all part of the process. Back to Dawn's point. You know, we all do or don't change along the way, but we have to want to and we have to do it in the way that works for us.
Bob. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob,
Anybody,
and Dawn Show.